Wendy Alderson is part of a fishing family.
We're a family of three, my husband, myself, and my 9-year-old daughter.
They own a boat named the Katie J.
It's a 47-foot Sunfjord freezer troller slash longliner combination, and we also shrimp in the fall.
Alderson fished for a while, but now she's a stay-at-home mom.
We both like it that way. There can only be one skipper.
One skipper for the boat and a lot of insurance for the family. Boat insurance, liability insurance for the crew, home insurance, car insurance, and her family pays $12,000 a year for health insurance. That premium comes with a $2,500 deductible, the amount you pay out of pocket before the policy kicks in. And all of that only covers catastrophic events.
It's hospitalization, surgery. You know, I've read my policy many times, and I've asked my insurer many times, and I'm still completely not sure of what it covers.
She wasn't sure about 6 years ago either, when their daughter, then age 3, fell suddenly and seriously ill.
We were traveling, and we were luckily in Seattle, and we went to Children's Hospital, and they hospitalized her immediately, not knowing what was wrong with her. And at that scary, scary moment, thinking she had some life-threatening illness, I called my insurance agent.
Hoping, she says, that the policy covered whatever it was that was wrong.
The response was, well, I'm not sure that's going to be covered. Has there been a surgery yet? So that was not very reassuring to me.
And if someone in her household needs preventative care?
That's the worst. Okay, that is the worst. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what really gets me.
They pay out of pocket for basic medical expenses. For example, the glasses Alderson is wearing, along with $3,500 worth of dental work 2 years ago. But Alderson says it's more than that.
It's wondering whether you should go to the doctor or not. It's knowing that it's $200 to walk into a doctor's office, and you may or may not have a prescription that's going to be $45 to $50. You know, it's kind of scary having a sick kid and thinking, okay, are you sick enough to go to the doctor? You know, is your earache going to be gone in the morning? And we always err on the safe side, but it's still frustrating.
So news on Thursday that the Supreme Court upheld President Obama's health care legislation was, she said, a step in the right direction. Still, she's like many people we talk to who offer the caveat that they didn't know much about the specifics of what the law will do.
I know what I would hope that it would do for us, and I hope that it would basically just bring down the cost of our health insurance.
Now that the Supreme Court has upheld the law, Alderson says it's time to dive into the details, and more importantly, to go deeper than the rhetoric surrounding the law. After all, in principle, she's for the measure, and she believes it's a step in the right direction for her family. But she says as she looks into it more, she'll probably find parts she likes and some that she doesn't.
You have industry that you don't trust and you don't particularly think you like. And you think, well, if industry's against it, then I must be for it. You know, there's that knee-jerk reaction of them against us. And I don't always think that that's not an educated opinion. You can have an educated opinion, but it shouldn't be. You know, just a knee-jerk reaction.
This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.